This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
This is the syndicated radio broadcast that turned into a TV broadcast 15 years ago. Been here 23 years, and let me tell you, I've seen the whole world change. The globalists, the evil forces are on the run, but their counterstrike is serious authoritarianism against anybody that sticks their head up too high in an attempt to intimidate people. Godfrey Bloom, you were, as a historian, not just a former member of the EU Parliament, one of the leaders of Brexit, getting into the proclivity, the high concentration in some of these elite circles of pedophilia. And you heard me get into the fact that, from my sources, they're using it to compromise folks. Even people that don't want to do it are, like, told to get into it, or they're not in the club. What's your intel on that and other ways to turn the tide against this? Yep, that's Godfrey Bloom. His Skype's usually good. We've had some real problems with it today. But, hey, that's the beauty of Skype. It's like we're talking to somebody. How far away is England from Texas? 5,000, 6,000 miles? So, Godfrey, you're back. What are they using the pedophiles for in government? To compromise people?
Well, it's the one thing that an accusation of you can't bounce back from. If the cat goes out of the bag, as you rightly said, Alex, if it's just straightforward embezzlement, or it's fraud, or it's... Or it's adultery. Anything goes in politics these days. But this is something you can't bounce back from. So if it's paedophilia, it's very, very difficult to get out of. So it's a huge blackmail hole all over people. But of course, the other problem that we have is that these blasphemy laws and the laws that all go with this are only one-sided. And so it's only one section of the community that suffers from these sort of things, and it's the indigenous population. And this is what is making people so angry. You can criticize Christianity as much as you like, but if you criticize Islam, you go to prison. This isn't a blasphemy act that's equal. This is a one-sided blasphemy act, and we got rid of the concept of blasphemy in 1688 with the Toleration Act. We've gone back hundreds of years now, because the one side control the shots in the same way one might argue that up until the Toleration Act it was the other side. In Northern Europe it was the Protestants that controlled it, and in Southern Europe it was the Catholics that controlled it. But we have this quite extraordinary situation at the moment where we've gone back to thought police. You know, if you have a bad thought, somebody's only got to complain that they're offended. If you criticize them for their sexual predilections or their religious faith, a criticism means that you can get arrested for that. So that actually closes down free speech of any sort, and that's the whole basis for the British way of life, and indeed the American way of life, is free speech, and that's gone. And I've been doing podcasts on this now for nearly 6 months. And I've been leading up to this. This is a natural, this Tommy Robinson thing and this Melanie Shaw thing are a natural progression of this.
Well said, but seeing demonstrations pop up all over the world and seeing the anger, I think people are starting to wake up. I mean, you see the populism, the nationalism, you see Italy about to explode. I mean, I really think that the globalists are in trouble. Again, Godfrey Bloom has been our guest. His Skype's been hiccuping, but we'll use that as a point to go. He's really a smart guy. I'm going to try to get him with a better internet connection because I want him to be a contributor and join us a lot more often because he really knows his stuff. Godfrey, I see your Skype's back. We got about 30 seconds. Again, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a great pleasure. Sorry about the connection. Don't know quite why. It's been perfect in the last few weeks.
Well, we'll see what's going on. God bless you. You did a great job. Really, really, really amazing points. Thank you. Again, folks, we're going to come back now and get into the left's coordinated attack worldwide to end free speech and how once that goes, everything else goes. So they've been attacking the Second Amendment with lawsuits. Now they're attacking the First Amendment with them. And we need Congress, we need the president to move with laws to shield the First Amendment in this country. We need to break up the big tech giants that are the heart of this anti-American activity.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Tommy Robinson, frequent guest of this show, has been disappeared, given 13-month sentence in 1 hour, and there's a national ban on talking about it. And I've talked to scores of reporters and others who are afraid to even come on air. Fox News then talked to his lawyer, who said, "I can't tell you, I'll be arrested." What was Tommy Robinson reporting on? Giant confirmed child kidnapping rings nationwide. Now, if you're watching on some TV, you can see this. DrudgeReport.com. Oh, look, he's got articles about Tommy Robinson. Activist Tommy Robinson arrested outside UK court. Jailed for 13 months on the same day. Third link, judge orders media blackout. Boom, Fox News. Fox News, folks. Something has gone wrong. It seems you clicked on a bad link and stumbled upon a 404 error. But when you see somebody like Tommy Robinson, who 11 years ago was the first person to expose Muslim grooming and mass sex trafficking rings.
Yeah, this was basically the story of how political dissidents who may commit thought crime are now being kidnapped off the streets of Britain. There was an individual who was quite prominent in the anti-Islamic extremism movement who was going to attend a Draw Mohammed cartoon contest last week. The police rearrested him for a previous charge, which he had already been released for, in order to prevent him from attending this conference, literally just so he wouldn't offend Muslims. So that story, we've done a report on that outside Big Ben. That's a massive story. It's going to be up tomorrow before the show.
There have been slave caravans and slave women and slave children being sold for 6,000 plus years of recorded history in North Africa, in the Middle East, and in Central Asia. By the way, there are other cultures were selling slaves as well. It's just those cultures never came up to the 21st century. So I have a whole stack of mainstream British news, after 11 years of them covering it up, having to admit that indeed every major town has thousands of little girls and some boys trained, recruited, and then put into sex slavery by age 9, 10, 11. And if the parents, the poor parents, get up and say no, the police come and set them up and arrest them and have CPS, Child Protective Services, take their children. They're now having parliamentary hearings on this. So they could cover it up for decades. But because of Tommy Robinson breaking the ice, blowing a hole in the lie, and being put in prison for a year 5 years ago over this, and not shutting up, others had the courage to go public. So the pedophile rings that run England, that's mainstream news, are really angry. So now they've ordered in the courts that no one report on the trials, period. Don't even say they exist. And so Tommy Robinson was arrested on Friday. He already had a suspended sentence from last year after serving 3 months in prison. He had 13 months of it suspended as long as he, quote, wouldn't go into trials and cover them live, which he'd done before, like press should be able to do until a few years ago anywhere in the Western world. They have to protect the pedophilia. You can go to any other trial you want. So he just went outside one. I watched the whole live stream after it was archived and just said they're having a grooming trial here. Didn't say the details, any of that. Now, this is all confirmed. We reported on it Friday and Saturday. Fox News has a big article that details it. It's up on Infowars.com because they removed the Fox News article. It just disappeared. Not corrected. The one that Drudge is linked to is just gone. Fox News confirms Tommy Robinson sentenced to 13 months for reporting on pedophile grooming trial. Here's the Fox News article that's been deleted. The link that Drudge is linked to has been deleted. Right-wing activist Tommy Robinson reportedly jailed after filming outside child grooming trial. This is Fox News confirming everything we already told you. But it says it's shocking. His lawyer isn't allowed to talk to us. He says this is a police state. My own listeners, yesterday afternoon, I was shooting live reports. They were like, Alex, there's not a ban on reporting on Tommy Robinson. And they started commenting in the feeds going, oh, we apologize, there is. Oh, my God, you can do that in England? Yeah.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein said the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, f*** you, f*** you, f*** you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs was crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Mark Rondazza joins us for the balance of the hour, a little bit in the next, ahead of David Knight and our key reporting from the EU and from Europe on what's happening. We're also going to have another corporate lawyer in here, Mr. Nixon, to break down a bunch of different angles that are taking place and unfolding as well. Now, Mark Rondazza is one of the top First Amendment lawyers in the country, and he's also known for taking basically anybody's case to defend the First Amendment. But we are now in a climate, not just here, but all the world, where communist Chinese-style standards are being adopted. We were just talking during the break. You were already going to come here a week ago. But now it's the perfect time with Tommy Robinson, who isn't even a racist, and who is exposing the fact that you can't even report on child kidnapping rings that are confirmed when he's the first guy to expose them. He was put in prison for it. I just had a former member of the EU Parliament on talking about all the political prisoners. They're grabbing women that expose pedophilia and putting them in prison. I mean, Europe is, and the UK is just crazy.
Well, you know, they don't have the same safeguards for freedom of expression that we do. So in the UK, you know, I saw a little bit of the order, and it says that in the interest of justice and making sure there's a fair trial, that there should be no reporting on the trial. Now, that's pretty unusual even in the UK, but you can even do that here. Here we do have the First Amendment balanced against the Sixth Amendment, but it's a really heavy burden because in a democratic society, you can't have fair courts. You can't have a fair trial. You can't have a fair justice system unless, you know, as a judge I was before in Nevada one time said in a case, you know, the best way to show the people that your court system is fair and just is to tell them come and see for yourself. Well, when we can't come and see for ourselves, it certainly raises.
But they've expanded it past that with these D notices where they said don't even report on Tommy Robinson's arrest and don't even report that there is a child grooming pedophile ring hearing. Well, that's not inside reporting on the names of the kids or anything.
Sure.
I can see a judge saying don't report the names of the kids.
Yes.
But they're not doing that. He's just outside saying, see, I told you that town had that going on. Boom.
Yeah, I mean, I, as far as the facts that he's reported, I don't know anything about them, and, you know, I can't speak to them. But what I can say is it troubles me when what is supposed to be a democratic country shuts down reporting on anything that's a matter of public
concern. By the way, it was overturned because major papers reported it. We just had the exclusive on earlier with the man that was there in the court when the judge did it, and now it's been overturned today.
Has it?
Well, so he's able to talk about what the judge did. Yeah, the judge said, I'm not putting you in jail for violating the last gag order. I'm putting you in jail for 13 months for what you did today. And that was standing outside the courthouse saying right. There is a Muslim grooming gang trial happening inside.
Well, I mean, to go to jail for making a statement like that seems excessive to me. I mean, if it's defamatory, then let somebody bring a civil case. But to put someone in prison for something like that just seems troubling to me. But, you know, this is not just something that we got to look across the ocean at as a problem. You know, here in the U.S., I'm finding more and more cases getting sealed by judges when certain powerful litigants want them to. You know, for example, there's a case I can't talk too much detail on it because I'm working on it, but Giuffre versus Maxwell is taking place up in the Southern District of New York. And in that case, the entire case has been sealed for the most part. And that's because the judge hasn't really articulated much. We're before the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. Damore versus Google, James Damore, who the dissident from Google. I mean, Google's lawyers have moved to seal that case, and the complaint in that case is now no longer a matter of...
By the way, we know why. They make them worship people as dragons and as golden buildings. It's totally...
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation.
at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates, when suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones. We're broadcasting worldwide. There is so much going on. It is such an insane time to be alive. We're with Mark Randazza of RandazzaGroup.com. I knew he was a top First Amendment lawyer, but then I was talking to one of my lawyers. He said, no, that's one of the top guys. So it's great to have him here in town. He's always flying back and forth across the country, has offices in a whole bunch of states. And so we're blessed to have him here. Let's get into Roseanne on the First Amendment. So much here. Sure. Roseanne canceled at ABC following racist tweet. Yeah. Maybe it's the show already started to sink. Roseanne Barr goes on wild racist tweet storm about Clinton's George Soros and others. Then I read her tweets. I didn't really see anything racist in there. I heard her talking about George Soros and people. But, hey, ABC, she works for them. It's their contract. They're allowed to do it. Just like the NFL. Your view on that.
Yeah, I mean, look, I saw some of her tweets. It looked like she was comparing some black women to apes, which is...
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I mean, I saw that on Twitter. I don't know if they were doctored or what, but in any event, it doesn't matter. Yes, the ABC can get rid of her for whatever reason they want. They don't like what speech she makes. They can do that. And yes, it is the same as the NFL. The NFL has every right to tell these players that they can't protest. But I think in both situations, just because they can doesn't necessarily mean they should. You know, free speech is a different thing than the First Amendment, right? The First Amendment protects your right to free speech from interference by the government. Free speech is larger than that. But, you know, as Americans, I think there ought to be a higher regard for freedom of expression. There should be more latitude for it. It shouldn't be a minefield that if Roseanne steps on it with a stupid tweet, that means the end of some show, because this network has to be so clear to make sure that it signals to everybody how virtuous it is. You know, and just like on the opposite end of the political spectrum, the NFL feels like it has to, like, make this patriotic move, which I think is the least patriotic thing that the NFL could do. You know, the NFL is to me, represents America about as much as Bruce Springsteen and, you know, big V8 engines. But then you've got them really just taking a dump on these players' free speech rights. And I think that there's enough room in the NFL and there's enough room on ABC to tolerate these players' speech, and there's enough room to tolerate Roseanne's speech. Because what we have is this narrowing.
But if it's a corporation and it's a company, you can have rules. I mean, I agree that it's a slippery slope. But look, we're going to break news later today that exclusively that, and we already knew this, but that you've got the government and the leftist and some big organizations working with Starbucks to have all this race training stuff and asking patrons of their races to create racial division and hysteria, and that this is the psychological control that some very wicked corporations are involved in, pushing this whole anti-free speech agenda. So I totally agree with you that it's ominous, it's dangerous, it's bad. But we have the proof of major think tanks and psych warfare groups. We're going to break later today. As soon as the report's done, let me know, guys. I mean, this is diabolical.
Look, I don't know anything about any of that, but I can tell you that it is to me, the amount of divisiveness that we seem to be trying to create. It's as if, you know, the two guys who got thrown out of Starbucks, it was wrong. I think what happened to them was bad. But they seem to have a lot of class about it. You know, they settled that case for $1. And I thought that sent the right message. You know, now Starbucks has this re-education camp here for everybody where they're shutting down for a whole day. Look, they're a private company. They can do that. Frankly, though, I don't know that it's really constructive. But that's their
That's a great way to put it. Starbucks is becoming a giant re-education camp. The schools are. This is a classic Soviet-style re-education camp. That's what the sensitivity training is. And funny you say that because we have the documents we're putting together right now. I could have just brought it out on air, but they're doing a special report right now where it's premeditated to create more division and create a cultural crisis.
Well, look, if that's the case, it would make perfect sense. I mean, it's a good idea if you have people. If you're at the top of a pyramid, what you want is the people at the bottom of the pyramid fighting with each other over crumbs. So it would make perfect sense. But, you know, but back to the real free speech issue here is that we need a societal commitment to it. And that means we need more tolerance for it, both from the right and the left. You know, it's like we've seen a lot of it from the left recently, but I think we're seeing just as bad from the right. When you see people cheering this NFL policy, you know, these are the same people that we've relied on for the past few years.
No, I thought that the other day. Speech. I mean, I agree they have the right to do it as a corporation, but I made the point. Now we got the right wing coming in and attacking speech and the left wing. Well, there'll be nothing left when they're done.
And that's the problem. You know, we're all just dividing into tribes instead of having free speech being our tribe and then saying we can differ on policy, we can differ on race theories, we can differ on gender theories.
But see, how they segue it in is like saying video game makers are causing mass shootings. No, some mentally ill people on Prozac-type drugs tend to be influenced by them, but that's like saying somebody runs somebody over with a truck because they're crazy, so it's the truck's fault. You know, with myself and others, the new thing is Jones sent someone into the pizzeria. Totally not true. Then they say someone killed someone in the pizzeria. Then they say Jones sent some woman that, by the way, doesn't even like me, and some guy to some woman's door in Connecticut to be mean to people saying their kids didn't die when I never said that, never named those people. So the way they're extending to get free speech is claiming that it's causing violence like fire in a theater, and then they extend it further, claiming that then it's this distress that I'm putting them under because of what crazy people did that I have no connection to.
Yeah, look, there's always been this argument, you know, back to the 50s when people tried to claim comic books were causing kids to be mentally ill. You know, when I was a kid, it was they were saying that Ozzy Osbourne was causing it, or you know, that heavy metal music was causing it, or kids playing Dungeons and Dragons. And you know, now it's racist speech, or now it's extremist speech of some kind. You know, and they'll define that in the ever expanding definition of racism or extremist, which will fit just pretty much anything that they want to suppress. At the end of the day, you got to look at these arguments for what they are. It's the same warmed over garbage, you know, when they said that pornography was causing rape, for example. And then the science showed that, you know, in Denmark, when pornography became legalized, it dropped the sexual assault rate. Uh-oh, what now? You know, you have this constant assault on what is easy to get rid of. You know, it makes it really easy when you can point at some content and say, I don't like that content, and I think that's causing
exactly. And then they set the precedent. They first build a straw man of who I am, and you can take stuff out of context, and then they demonize that. And we looked it up. You know how many articles they put out the last 2 years on me on Sandy Hook?
I do not.
It's in the hundreds of thousands. Because they'll put one out and it's syndicated everywhere. It's on every TV. I mean, this is like propaganda you put out before you invade a country.
Sure.
So, and now they admit in the Wall Street Journal, the plan is when they take me down in WikiLeaks, they are planning, they said, to end the free web as they know it. This is public. I can show you the article.
I mean, you're one of the few media personalities who isn't beholden to one of these large companies. So, you know, I could see why that would be troubling to them. I mean, I can see why some people might not like your views, but what's wrong with letting them be out there and combating them with your own? I mean, you know, they had Air America. You know, it didn't work out that well. I mean, people just didn't want to listen to it. Sorry, you know, when sometimes there's ideas out there that I like, but the marketplace rejects them, I have to just sit back and look at it like a game where my team didn't.
That's right. Stay right there, Mr. Rondazza, our great First Amendment lawyer. When we come back to more on Roseanne, because I guess some of these are insensitive tweets. I hadn't read them all. We'll be right back. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhowe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Mark Rundazin, one of the top First Amendment lawyers here in studio with us, getting into the, what would you call it, all-out, systematic, corporate, university, private, assault on free speech, where we're being inducted into this neurotic, politically correct, virtue signaling hellhole And then you read the WikiLeaks, I don't know if you've seen these, but it talks about we need more culture war to keep control of the masses. What you said earlier about the pyramid,
yeah.
And it makes sense that that's what they've always done in other third world countries and in ancient feudal nations.
You know, every society, I mean, and it is a cultural issue. It's not just a legal issue. It's not just the corporations. You know, it needs to be those of us that are just regular people have got to start reaffirming a commitment to freedom of expression or we're going to lose it. And you're going to turn around one day, you know, for example, you know, the ACLU championed hate speech laws for years, and now they are completely losing their mind because hate speech laws are being used now to protect police officers from hate speech. And it's like, surprise, you know, you thought that the cheetah wouldn't claw your face when you let it out of the cage? That's what happened. So we have this cultural problem, and yes, it's been bubbling up for years. I mean, I remember when I started college. I mean, I had a poster on my wall, on my dorm room that had the Nazi swastika with the red circle around it with the line through it. It was from a Dead Kennedys album. I was kind of a punk rock kid back then. Still am, just changed my hair a bit. But, you know, I got written up for having an anti-Semitic display.
I know. It's incredible. Exactly.
And I said, do you not recognize the big red circle and the big red slash through it? That means the exact opposite of what you're charging.
But the virtue signalers are so wanting to find it because it's their whole cosmology, their whole world. That's why they've reported like 99% of the dorm room swastikas and all the rest of it are staged, yeah. Self-inflicted for attention.
Yeah. I mean, there have been.
They can't ever hardly find real ones.
No, I mean, we have a mutual friend, Mike Cernovich, who's putting out a film right now called Hoaxed, which has documented hundreds of cases of this. You know, it's as if, you know, there is this, if something like this does happen to you, it's terrible. And it immediately gives you a platform. It immediately gives you some moral authority. So it's not surprising that there is an allure to somebody hoaxing themselves in, hoaxing everybody that they've been involved in an incident like this.
Well, that's like the statistics show in the U.S. about half of rape claims are completely fake. There are real rape going on. It's terrible. I've got $3. Somebody rapes one of my daughters, they're dead. I'm not saying rape doesn't happen, but then take Morgan Freeman. He's talking about suing CNN because they admit this was women. He's hitting on them. It's a little creepy, a couple times, a little over the top. But at the same time, the women are laughing, everything. That's not harassment. That's not assault. That's not women on TV shaking their heads and losing endorsements. It's just piling on. And then that takes away from Harvey Weinstein and, you know, the clear evidence that where there's smoke, there's fire. It looks like hundreds of women and it's really serious stuff.
Well, have you seen that video of Morgan Freeman? I mean, he's sitting there next to, I think it's Michael Caine, who says, To a woman who was 6 months pregnant, I'm sorry, I didn't congratulate you because one time I congratulated a woman on being 6 months pregnant and she wasn't. And oh boy, was I embarrassed. I'll never do that again. And Morgan Freeman says, I wish I was there.
Because it'd be funny.
Right.
He's not talking about being there when she was pregnant.
No, I mean, I don't see how anybody could interpret it that way. But this woman was so desperate to be offended. Because, you know, offense and victimization is the coin of the realm now. So
even though it doesn't really do anything for most people, I mean, once they do it, once they file the fake EEOC complaint, once they do that, then they don't get hired because they blackballed themselves, not the other people. They don't understand it.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, back this up. We're going to play the evil offensive clip in a minute. This is them talking about going in style. And then the women all sit up there all angry. Where's CNN? They might have one report every 6 months about thousands of women sold into sex slavery every month out of sub-Saharan Africa by Arab slave traders in cages. The Arab slave trade is back, and there is zero coverage in the New York Times, Washington Post, but then there's women shaking their heads about Morgan Freeman here. Let's play the clip.
One time I congratulated a woman on being pregnant, and she wasn't. And so I've never done it again. For 50 years, I've never done it.
You've learned your lesson.
I learned my lesson.
Lord, do I wish I was there.
This movie is...
And the women look like they're like they've seen the ultimate criminal here.
Well, my favorite part of that clip is actually when you show the two women. I mean, I don't know if I'm just interpreting the woman on the left's view, but the woman on the left here seems to be looking at her co-host. She looks at her at one point like, this is what you brought me on for? You know, I don't know. That look to me right there, if I can read her, she's like, you've got to be kidding me. How do I keep a straight face? Although, who knows? Maybe she's sitting there saying, me too, sister. But
It's just, it's his stuff. There are close to a million people killed in the Arab Spring that Hillary and Obama funded. They took out moderate people who made deals with us, who they betrayed in deals, and then murdered them, and then under the Islamic caliphate idea, blacks aren't fully human. They're the ones that started the modern slave trade, and they are, I mean, even Al Jazeera admits, tens of thousands of women a month are being sold in slave auctions. Almost no coverage. Where are these women shaking their heads about that? It really makes me mad, Mark.
Well, you know, that's you might wind up in a politically incorrect quagmire if you start criticizing that. It's much easier to go pick somebody here like Morgan Freeman. I mean, you know, why not pick on Harvey Weinstein? I mean, Harvey Weinstein, he's a bad guy. You know,
what his own driver and his own valet and his own assistant said, I think they're all probably, you know, have some culpability. Oh, yeah, he would pin women every week in the car and rape them.
Good Lord.
And
how do you drive a guy like that and not pull the car over and say, what the hell is wrong with you? No job as a driver is a good enough job to go through that. I mean, I can't imagine what job.
Well, his style of doing was getting like less than 100-pound women. Yeah. And then reportedly, this is what he would do, is he would pin them and then do that begging. You've heard the tapes, like, come on, it's okay, it's okay. All right, and then he started smothering them, and then they would just finally be smothered, and then he would like cover their mouth up and go, no, 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 and the final they would just let him.
I just don't know what the fun of that is.
Doesn't sound very fun.
No, man. The fun of having sex is a woman is convincing her to do it with you. She wants to do it.
Well, the fun is them ripping your clothes off.
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's this kind of show, but yes, that's the more fun way to do it.
Well, no, I mean, I'm just not.
What about that?
Yeah, it's a family show at the same time. That's natural. Men and women, it's like James Caan said. I played the clip last week when you were on. They're like, asking about Morgan Freeman. He's like, isn't that what men and women have done since the beginning of time? That's what mammals do. You know, they get together. It's this feminist radical idea that a man and woman even initiating like, hey, you look good. Let's do something. Let's go out to dinner. That's somehow tantamount to rape. No, it's not tantamount to rape. And it's Hollywood where they abuse women more than any other group out there in my reading and my research that is the ones pushing men against women. What do you think's behind that?
Look, I heard a really good comedian. I wish I could remember her name, but she said, you want to know how to keep from getting accused of sexual harassment? She said, be hot. I mean, look, if Harvey Weinstein was Brad Pitt, I wonder how that all would have gone down. So, I just think that this is like it's a hysteria that, unfortunately, there is fire, okay? It's not like where there's smoke, there's fire, and there isn't.
But they keep equating rape.
Yes.
And really evil stuff like Bill Cosby ended up clearly doing with and Morgan Freeman did ads saying Trump's a secret communist, removing him from office. Morgan Freeman's a sellout. He's in way too many movies. I used to like him. I'm sick. When I see him in a movie now, I'm like, God, it's the same. He plays God in every show.
I like him. I mean, I get a kick out of if God looks like Morgan Freeman. But if, yeah, I mean,
it, no, but I think he's oversaturated. But
it
my
very
point
much
is,
diminishes what, you know, what the women went through under Bill Cosby or Harvey Weinstein to then kind of pull in a guy like Morgan Freeman, who, say what you will about his views, say what you will about his acting, say what you will about his face, but, you know, I happen to be a fan of his, but, you know, there's nothing I've seen that he's done that warrants even the slightest bit of criticism. I mean, if anything, he's certainly as far left as you can get, but they always want to eat their own because there's this allure in any movement. You know, when you can be cruel to somebody and you can beat on somebody, but do it from a position of virtue, that is so alluring.
Absolutely, I totally agree with you. You know,
Huxley wrote about that.
I'm going to say this, though, about Valerie Jarrett. It's not because she's part black or whatever. I think she looks like a snapping turtle on PCP. A demonic snapping turtle meets a gray alien.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Rondazza of Rondazza.com is here. He's got nationwide legal First Amendment. And boy, like you said, when you went to Georgetown, the very university suing me with the made-up stuff out of what happened and the whole crisis and the death that happened last year and all the things that went on in Charlottesville. And you're saying, but now you are in real demand. That little obscure area you got into, because there was no need to defend it, it wasn't under attack. Now you've definitely hit pay dirt.
Well, there's always been a reason to be to have First Amendment lawyers, yes. But when I first started doing it, there was a lot of questions. Like people would say, well, what kind of lawyer are you? I'd say a First Amendment lawyer, and then I'd have to explain what that meant. I don't have to explain what that means so much anymore, which you know, in some ways that makes me happy that there's a little more awareness of what the First Amendment is. But unfortunately, there seems to be a, you know, less of a commitment to it. You know, at one time, you know, and I say just in sort of, you know, there's that Zen story about the guy, you know, the general who gets a horse and gives it to his son, and then his son breaks his leg. You know, it's in a couple movies where it's every single piece of the story.
Charlie Wilson's War.
That's it. Yeah, it sounds like it's a good thing that happens.
You see the different angles.
Right.
Multidimensional chess.
Right, and you know, and I remember when the Soviet Union fell and Eastern Europe became free. It looked like it was a great thing, and now we look back and I think maybe at least in America, I'm not sure, because there was always this thing that we could point across the Atlantic and say, over that wall, that's what we don't want to be. And now over here, you know, it seems like we don't have the government so much shoving it down our throats as we are just screaming for it. We are begging for repression.
Well, it's corporatism. Globalism is megacorporations acting as government.
And bigger than government, more powerful than government. I mean, look, if you tried to rein in Twitter and Facebook's censorship, which, you know, they are allowed to do what they're doing under the First Amendment, at least for now. I mean, I'm hoping that there are some legal theories that percolate that somehow rein them in. But, you know, I recognize that the weight of the authority right now says they can do that.
Let me break this down. I know this is organized because I've read what the IMF and World Bank have said. I've seen the WikiLeaks. I've seen what Zuckerberg says on hot mics. Matt Drudge came here. He's only done one interview since, about 2.5 years ago. No, about 2 years ago. And he stood right there because he didn't want to be on camera because of repercussions, people attacking him. And he said, I met with the Supreme Court justice a month ago, the other conservative that's still alive that was on the court then. And he said, I've been briefed. I mean, there is a UN Soros plan. And the Congress is going along with it, both parties, because even Republican, you know, media like Wall Street Journal doesn't like competition. News Corps behind the scenes is going along with all this. I like Sean Hannity. I like, Tucker Carlson. But they're not the guys running News Corps. The new Fox is going to be even worse. It's going to be only sports and media as they split off from Disney. And they're coming after it. And in those meetings, they told the Supreme Court justice, you just have to go along with this. It's global. You better sign on. And the Supreme Court justice said, no, I won't. But just because Trump got in, they're still going ahead with the plan, bro. And so this is organized to come in and take somebody like me, set me up as the demon, lie about what I've done, destroy me, and set the precedent. So I'm not building myself up. I'm not that important or powerful to have over 100,000 articles about me just on the Sandy Hook misrepresenting what I said or did. But they admit this is the case to destroy the First Amendment. And that's why they fired all the other torpedoes and lied and said in Charlottesville that I said some guy I never heard of killed a woman. I didn't say that. I said Soros funding the demonstrators, the police standing down, contributed to the atmosphere that got that woman killed. They don't care. Georgetown is funding it. They're coming for me because it's organized. So how do we face something like that?
Look,
have you ever had a client where they had 100,000 articles to destroy them on one subject?
Never had a client with 100,000 articles.
100,000?
No.
I can show you. 100,000.
Sure. But, you know, the problem...
Or more.
I think what you're maybe pointing at, or maybe it's tangential to it, is that the traditional media used to be the standard bearer for the First Amendment. You know, we depended on organizations like the Washington Post and the AP and the New York Times to take these fights all the way. You know, if you see, you read about the Pentagon Papers case and you think about what they did at that time, just how much they fought for our freedom at that time. You know, the newspapers were really a proud soldier in that fight. And now, you know, I remember when my career first started, and I'd see cases go on and I'd see traditional media come and fight these cases, and they would make sure to fight them so narrowly because this is when blogs were first starting to come up. The new media was first starting to come up, and I saw them carefully tailoring their legal arguments to make sure that circle only encompassed their corporate interests, and it really annoyed me. You know, and then I see, for example, Florida recently passed an anti-SLAPP law, finally, and it made sure to listen to corporate lobbyists that ensured that it didn't apply to the little people. It only applies to the big guys. I see cases like, these open courts cases where, you know, I've got new media people like Mike that we talked, Mike Cernovich, we talked about before, coming in, and he's fighting to open the thing, and then the Miami Herald shows up, you know, 13, 14 months later and decides, well, here we are, Johnny come lately. The problem is the mainstream media has fallen asleep at the switch. Largely, I think, because of corporate ownership. It's longer independent.
I agree.
It's no longer fighting to bring the news to us, and it's no longer fighting for the First Amendment.
I agree, but the perfect storm is that corporate media doesn't have the power. It's having layoffs. It's consolidating. It's falling apart. That's why they want to demonize me. They can't just put it out in the New York Times or something. They've got to syndicate it everywhere over and over and over again. But their final power is still to all get together and just chirp the same lie for long enough. And then they can still get a new war. They can still get a scam like Obamacare through. They can still defraud people when they all work together. The problem is that even that power is dissipating. And so you have corporate media, Republican blue bloods, Democrat establishment, multinational corporations, communist Chinese coming to Davos last year and saying, don't worry, we'll defeat the rebellion of Europe against the EU. Unelected EU. We will defeat Trump and his populist movement. Look at newswars.com. Brand new article. Soros unveils plan to save the EU. And it goes through, a big global Marshall Plan and how to go into the countries and stop them from kicking them out. How to flood them with even more refugees. On and on and on and on and on. This is unbelievable tyranny at newswars.com. Very powerful article that everybody needs to get out. But that's what we're dealing with. And when we come back in a moment for another 5 minutes before David Knight comes in loaded for bear, we have who was behind the whole Starbucks situation and a quick special report on that. That one of our reporters put together. But this is shocking stuff. Again, we have Mark Randazza, randazza.com, R-A-N-D-A-Z-Z-A.com. You've got offices in how many cities?
We've got Massachusetts, Connecticut, Florida, California, and Las Vegas.
And you're busy nowadays?
I am quite busy, yeah. I'm on airplanes pretty much a couple days a week.
Well, I got to tell you, we are up against very tumultuous times, and when this is all said and done, the dust settles, history will be here. Ride shotgun with me for one more segment.
Sure.
David Knight's coming in, and we can have that meeting. We're going to talk about some stuff with Balin and some other people. Before we go any further, listen, it's simple. They made us stronger by going after our sponsors, and 6-7 years ago, stripping most of them. And I said, I know what high-quality products are. I already sell my own books, my own films, my own T-shirts, my own coffee cups. I said, and shortwave radios and cool stuff. I said, I'll just go out with the top firms of the country, and I'll put out some of the best supplements out there and then slash the prices. I'll just go out and sell the very best water filtration and air filtration. I'll just go out and sell the highest quality storable foods. I'll just do it all myself. And we've expanded InfoWars in the face of that. And they hate this model because if it picks up other places in the independent media, whether you be liberal, conservative, Christian, whatever it is, this is what works. And it's selling good products at really great prices to the listeners where they like them and they buy them again, and then you're self-sufficient, and now the big corporations can't control you with the ad apocalypse and all the bullying, and now they're taking the liberals advertising on YouTube. The answer is direct sales, and we've got free shipping on all our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com for the Memorial Day week sale that we kicked off. Free shipping on BrainForce and dozens of other products, 50% off. Try X2, try BrainForce, try Supermill Vitality, try Alpha Brain, try Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Try these products. Try our great probiotic. Went out to the top lab in the country. I said, I want the strongest, best, wide-spectrum probiotic out there. We've got it. And when you purchase it, it funds our operation, a true 360 win. So thank you for being supporters. You are the sponsors of InfoWars. And thank those of you out there that continue to sign up for auto ship, because then you get an additional 10% off on those orders, and that makes some of these deals loss leaders. All right, fourth hour straight ahead. Find out who's behind the whole Starbucks beat yourself in the head with a frying pan movement straight ahead.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.